Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Going, everybody. Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and today with both Mike Sempervivi and, yes, Lance Storm is joining us here today. We'll get with him in the next segment here. We got a lot to talk about, and we're going to kick it off with a bang. Lance also watched the Sting retirement AEW pay-per-view this weekend, so we'll get his thoughts on that. Well, we got a lot of news to get into here today. Yesterday was Raw, Monday Night Raw. And the last 2 weeks of Raw, we've got a WrestleMania show coming up about a month away. It is quite a while away. But WrestleMania is two nights. And that means we have to have, 16 matches, 18, 20 if you count pre-shows. And right now we have five official matches for WrestleMania. And the last 2 weeks of Raw has been 3 hours of continuing the build for the same five matches. Let's get some new matches here, bro. But we do have some. We're going to find out who is challenging Gunther for the Intercontinental title next week on Raw, and I'll tell you who I think it's going to be and who it could be, but who I think it's going to be. And of course, we've got a bunch of other matches, including on Friday, they will likely make official the Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns and Rock match for night one of WrestleMania. So we'll talk about that. We got NXT Roadblock coming up here tonight. We got notes on the Dynamite show tomorrow, which, unless there's something I haven't seen in the last couple hours, we still only have one possible match for Dynamite tomorrow. I think this is the latest they've ever gone without announcing anything else for the show. But a lot to get into here today, and we'll kick it off after the break of Observer Live.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And yes, Lance Storm is joining us here today. And we're not even, Lance, we're not even going to even move on to anything here today. Nothing. Not even the retirement of the great Sting. Until we talk about Randy Orton and Austin Theory. I've been waiting all day for this. So hit me with it. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Yeah, I watched the suplex spot that you've talked about on two or three shows now, and it pains me to admit this. I'm on Team Alvarez with this spot.
Thank you.
Randy Orton slipped. I think Theory had no option. He already had a foot on the top and had his head start getting pulled down, so I think he just instinctively is like, I got to flip or I'm going to die. And at the last second, Randy realized this dude's going to flip and over-rotate like crazy and die. And Randy instinctively at the last second stepped forward, pulled his head down, and hit a perfect suplex. So, yes, Randy slipped. So, ultimately, it's his fault that it didn't go as well. But it's also his experience and just absolute presence in the ring that saved it at the end.
Oh, I see. I see Sempervivi over there shaking his gimmick pen. Yes, Sempy?
It is a legitimate writing pen, sir. And Lance, I want to ask you, even though this was not tragic, it could have been, but what has been in your time, what has been the best save you've ever seen on a spot that was going badly where you saw someone really save someone else from a tragic circumstance?
God, there was one recently where a dude, again, may not be the most, but the one that came to mind immediately was Logan Paul with Ray when he did the Lion Salt gimmick back, and obviously the distance was wrong, and he slid in and save the spot. Like, again, Ray's aware of where he is. Ray wouldn't have physically died.
Oh, yeah, Logan Paul. That was,
But it would have looked like crap and you know, screwed up the flow of the match.
Hey, hold on, Lance, stand by for 1 second. Jared, apparently there's music coming through. Can you kill that?
What song is it?
I don't know. I can't hear it, but the chat's like, what is this music? Okay, go ahead, Lance.
Lance has got his own theme music now. I love it.
Like, as I was saying, like, Ray wouldn't have died. He would have been able to get his forearms down and saved himself, but it would have completely killed the flow of the match. But Logan managed to slide in on like one knee and catch the dude and save the spot. I thought that was, especially considering his experience level, just great athletic instinct.
And, you know, I got to say one thing about that as well, because I know a lot of people absolutely hate Logan Paul. But, you know, to the guy's credit, you know, when we watched that, at least when I watched that, and a lot of other people as well, they're like, oh, my God, Logan saved Ray's life. You know, thank God for Logan Paul. And when he was interviewed about it, he was like, listen, I'll take the credit. But, you know, to be honest, I was a little too far out. So a lot of that was also my fault. Like, I got in there because it was just instinctual. But, you know, he admitted that he had also made a positioning mistake. And he did not just take full credit for saving the guy's life, even though everybody else was giving him that credit.
Takes two to tango, and he managed to adjust and get it done. And same with Randy. It's like he slipped, and he managed to realize where he was and adjusted and ended up pulling off a suplex that probably ended up getting a better reaction than if he'd just done the superplex.
Now, before we get into everything else, Lance, obviously you watched the pay-per-view on Sunday, the retirement of Sting. I know this because I heard all about one of my star ratings, but we don't need to talk about that here.
Yes, we do.
You want to guess what? You guys want more star ratings to fight about? Well, go up to WrestlingObserver.com. I put up my subscriber-only TV reports. They're going up for all the shows. Raw's up right now. Did SmackDown, Collision, Dynamite every week, and the pay-per-view. And yes, I give my own star ratings. Lance took exception to one, but we don't need to talk about that, do we, Lance? But anyway, what'd you think of the show?
On the whole, I enjoyed it. And I generally don't watch pay-per-view shows, but Sting's retirement got me and intrigued me. I was a Sting fan from Starrcade 87, the first time I saw him, the six-man tag, and I thought he was awesome. I was a gigantic Sting mark. I'm trying to find a photo. A bunch of buddy of mine, back when we were high school crazy wrestling buddies, got together for a big wrestling show and dressed up. And I do have one somewhere, back when I actually had normal hair, but I managed to try to position it into as much of a square flat top as I could, spray painted it white, not spray paint, obviously. It was whatever cosmetic shops use or costume shops use to spray your hair white and put on Sting face paint. So I do have a photo somewhere. I just can't find it of me as a, I guess, technically a little Stinger, big wrestling mark. And then obviously got to meet him and work with him that one time in WCW. I got a ton of respect for him, and I wanted to see the end. And I'm not a fan of a lot of the chaos and hardcore craziness that went on in that match. But when they got down the end and he won, I got to admit, I got choked up a bit and got goosebumps and ended up making it for a great evening. And I enjoyed it because got a lot of respect and love for Sting.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of those rare guys, and they've been coming out of the woodwork. Nobody's got anything bad to say about Sting. And as you're well aware, Lance, I talked about this yesterday, you know, not only does nobody have anything bad to say about Sting, but there's also people that say all sorts of great things about Sting publicly, but privately they say even better things that they didn't even say publicly. So, great guy. Glad to see him go out on his terms. Literally, that's a cliche, but he went out on his terms. He picked everything.
He did. The one line that I popped for, and maybe it's a bit of a cheap shot, but I laughed at when, I think it was Tony said, you know, Sting's an even better man than he is a wrestler. You can't say that about too many people. And I'm like, one might say that Warrior was a better person than a wrestler, and that's just because both bars are so low.
One thing for sure is Sting went out a hero. To wrestling fans, he went out a hero. Even those times where he dabbled as a heel, being put in that position by the Main Event Mafia or the NWO, it's not like he changed his style. He may have added an eye poke for comedy here or there, but he was always Sting. And once he became a babyface in 1987, after he turned on Eddie Gilbert and started that in the UWF, he became the guy that wrestling fans could believe in. And he was that all the way up until that night a couple of days ago in Greensboro. It's just an amazing, amazing career.
So, Lance, what did you think of the rest of the show? What were the highs and lows?
Highs for me were definitely Osprey, Takeshita. That was, I think, my favorite out of the night. Second, I would go with Danielson and Eddie Kingston. As far as a match, obviously, as far as the emotion goes, I give it to Sting. But again, I'm not a fan of the, we'll brawl around ringside, we'll go through tables, we'll go through glass, we'll do stunts. So those, as a match, it didn't do much for me until the end with the near falls. But those two matches, the Kingston Danielson and the Takeshita Osprey, to me were the top two. The tag team match, which obviously was, you know, very well received, I prefer the more traditional FTR classic old school wrestling tag team match, where Moxley is that free spirit wild fighter guy that doesn't really follow a traditional format of any kind whatsoever, which works for him. But I much prefer FTR in a different environment. So that match, while good, wasn't as high up as I would like. I prefer the more traditional Midnight Express style tag team match that FTR is so great at. Two little nitpicks that bothered me on the show.
Actually, hold your thought right there. We'll get nitpicks after the break. Nitpick Observer Live!
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervive, Lance Storm. Lance had two nitpicks.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it, Lance. Out of character, but...
Yeah, no kidding. I thought it was really dumb when they announced that the Continental Crown will be fought under Continental Crown rules where outside interference isn't allowed. I'm like, and then Tony even said, like in the first match. And I'm like, the outside interference wasn't allowed in that match. They distracted the ref and cheated. And it's like, if you could just outlaw outside interference by a rule, why wouldn't every match in wrestling do that? I just thought that was dumb.
Well, as I explained to Vinny, I can make my own storyline.
Here we go.
Yeah. Because the Tony Khan character is a psychopath. That's why.
But it wasn't
and he enjoys having madness and insanity occur to make his job as a storyline booker easier. That's why.
But it wasn't allowed in the first match. They managed to distract the ref and cheat. If it was allowed, then Christian has no heat.
Well, of course.
Yes. The other nitpick, which
you're not supposed to interfere, but there's a difference, Lance. You're not supposed to interfere. But if you can do it by and the referee don't see it, it's okay. This, you're not even allowed to be out there. You're not even allowed, whether the ref sees it or not, you can't.
Well, then they should just
Well, of
say
course,
that
it's ridiculous, but this
banned
is pro wrestling.
From ringside.
Banned, yes. Exactly.
Everyone should always be banned from ringside. Remember when you used to have a manager's license?
Oh, I loved that.
Back in the day.
It'd be the heat when someone's, tag partner would get a manager's license and come to ringside. It's diabolical.
Well, you get one of those outsiders that AEW loves to use. You could add a Kevin Gates out there with a referee's license before he beat up somebody.
And the other thing which just baffled me once I saw it, it was so cool when Sting's kids came out in his previous gimmicks. I could not believe that they let Mariah May come out in Tony Storm's previous gimmick and do the exact same thing that they're doing in Sting's retirement in a random match in the middle of the show. Like when I saw the Great American Bash 1990 Sting on the stage, it's like I popped and then it just flashed my eyes. Like I just saw this like three matches ago when the alter ego of Tony Storm came out. I just thought that was unbelievable that got through the checks and balances.
Well, I think the issue is there are not a lot of checks and balances.
I think that's the issue right there, because there's a lot of times where they don't dot I's or cross T's, and you have, two matches that start back-to-back outside of the ring, or you have two finishes back-to-back that are essentially the same. I mean, that does happen pretty often there. I mean, it probably happens on both sides of things, way too often. It certainly does in the case of WWE, but AEW, absolutely, that happens.
I mean, one of the issues is AEW doesn't do pre-show production meetings where they go over everything that's going on the show, and I don't know why they don't. I mean, everybody does production meetings.
Yeah.
I even remember when, we didn't have a production, but I can't even tell this story on the air because there's too much profanity. But when we used to do those ICW shows with Tim Flowers, he would have the pre-show meeting, and everybody would have to explain what they were going to do. And, man, you never heard so much profanity. He shut this down. He shut that down. You ain't doing this. That's being done later. You guys just don't get it. You know how many times I heard that one in a much more profane version? But that would certainly help.
Yeah, you think so? I don't know, Lance. You're the pro. You think? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it would help because, again, that idea of having Sting's kids come out in his previous gimmicks was fantastic. It was a great moment, and just doing it in the undercard on the same show to me was just mind-blowing.
Let me ask you, Lance, for the guys that you worked for where, in a case like Vince, or really I guess in any large company, obviously guys are working out details of things with the agent that is assigned to their match or somebody that they're comfortable with. Wouldn't the production meeting, when does it happen where you start comparing notes to make sure that nobody is bigfooting somebody else during the show?
Well, it would be production meeting would be the start of it, because all agents are there when they read through the entirety of the show. So there would be the assumption that once you got to the main event and someone says, like, all right, there'll be the Sting entrance. We got, you know, Steve Jr., whatever the other son's name is, coming out. Someone would go, it's like, should we be doing that in the women's match if that's the main event? And just somewhere along the line. Now, it's possible that they wanted that to be a surprise, whoever came up with the idea, and thought, oh, man, it'd be great if nobody knows. It's just part of his entrance. But the fact that they were involved in the match, I would think everyone would know that they'd be in that gear, and someone would have kiboshed the early version of Tony Storm.
All right, let's talk about Paul Heyman. He's going into the Hall of Fame. I know, Lance, you are delighted.
Very much so, yes. I'm a big Paul Heyman guy. I was a big fan of him as a manager back in the AWA and WCW, the Dangerous Alliance, the original Midnight Express, his arm wrestling feud with Missy Hyatt and all the other crazy, the tuxedo match with Jim Cornette, all this crazy stuff he did then. And then obviously my time in ECW working with him as a booker. I was a big fan of working with Paul, and then obviously his run as an advocate as well as a creative contributor in WWE. It's like, you can say what you want about the WWE Hall of Fame, but there are certain people that make it real and give it credibility, like the Bruno Sammartinos, the Steve Austins, and so forth that go in, and Paul Heyman's like that. Bobby Heenan's in there. He deserved it. And Paul Heyman is a very much legit Hall of Famer, in my opinion. I think he has to go on last because there's nobody on this planet that's following his speech, unless perhaps they're putting The Rock in too, and then Rock could probably do it. But other than that, Heyman's going to be your man.
Who do you think is the person that inducts him? Because there are so many people. That
Sandman. I will accept nobody else.
Actually, what I saw a post, it was Heyman reposted it or shared it on something. Kayla Braxton, I think, would be really
actually
fun.
That would be good as well.
With
yes,
the chemistry they have, it wouldn't need to be long, because you don't want whoever's inducting Paul to talk for very long, because Paul needs the time. So I think Kayla would be great. They've got that good chemistry. She can just say a few words. There can be that one little uncomfortable moment when she passes the torch of the microphone to him, and let that Paul do his thing. I'd be all for Kayla Braxton.
You know, it'll probably end up being as Tommy Dreamer, because, you know, obviously with the SiriusXM deal that he has on Busted Open and everything, I could see him being somebody that they would use, although, you know, because I don't think that they're going to be asking for Taz or anybody like that. I don't think that that's certainly not going to be happening. So I could see Dreamer possibly being used for that spot. Or even Bully Ray, I guess, too, considering his, you know, connections there. I don't know how connected he still is to TNA or anything like that.
Lance works for TNA, so thank God we got him here to answer that question.
I don't get updates on when people add and leave the roster. Those who show up on the booking sheet are the ones I work with.
Vince McMahon is down to only owning 6.5% of TKO. He sold 5.35 million shares and pocketed $400 million in cash. How much is Saudi Arabia's guy buying? Like, what's going on here?
I don't know. Maybe he's got legal fees and more NDAs to purchase.
I don't know. $400 million worth, bro. 5.3
million
shares.
If you were a female person that had a negative working experience with him in the past and wanted a payday, boy, I bet you could get one right now.
Well, yeah, I think the peak was at $8 million. I think one of them was $8 million, $7 million. We don't know anything about that one. Think about that. Think about that. We don't know anything about the person that he paid like $7 million to. Can you imagine?
And could there be civil suits that end up coming down the line from people who have not stepped up yet that may step up? You know, again, this is...
Janelle Grant was $3 million, right? I think it was $3
million. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. There was another one that was $7 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yikes.
Not a good guy.
Hopefully it comes out someday. We've got a couple of notes on this weekend. Rampage, 344,000 and a .10. Countdown to Revolution, 213,000 and an 0.06. And it's one of those things where I expect this pay-per-view to do maybe their best number ever or very close to it. And this was the case, you know, way back in the day. Remember they used to do those UFC countdown specials? There was like never any correlation between how many people watch the countdown special and how many people watch the pay-per-view. Sometimes you'd have tons of people watching the countdown and it would do all right. Sometimes you'd have a very low number and the pay-per-view did great. So, you know, this is nothing for a countdown special, 213 and 0.06. But I expect the pay-per-view to do a very big number. Collision did 455,000 and a 0.13. Did have some competition from the NBA. And SmackDown 1 is weird. It did 2.348 million viewers and a 0.64, which is up a little bit from the week prior. But this is the show that had 40 minutes of Rock, Roman Reigns, and those segments did almost 3 million viewers, 2.75 million and a 0.75. And as soon as they were gone, it fell to 2.2 million and 0.57. Why is that notable? Besides the obvious, I'll tell you after the break. Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Oh,
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So here's the thing with The Rock. If you look at this number, you know, a lot of people watch The Rock, and then when he was gone, they were out of there. 500,000 people. So if you watch shows where, you know, Rock is advertised, but he doesn't come out at the beginning, they hold the audience much better throughout the course of the show. So obviously what you would want to do is advertise The Rock is going to be there, and then tease him throughout the show, and then he comes out at the end. And you would probably do better than this show did in terms of total viewership, especially when he's out there for as long as he was. But here's the problem. Rock did a 21-minute promo on social media. And then, you know, him and Roman came out and took up the first 40 minutes of the show. So the issue is, you know, you bring that guy out at, you know, 8:45 or whatever. Like, he's got a very specific time cue that he's got to hit. And, you know, what I heard, and this was before the rating came out, is, well, you know, Rock's probably going to be opening a lot of SmackDowns because it's easier to make it up after he goes out than to try to box him into a very hard time cue. So there kind of been a little issue here where, well, do we bring him out at the end and, you know, someone's got to be sitting there doing this? Or do you bring him out at the beginning and he has as much time as he needs and then everybody turns off the show afterwards? So we'll see what they do this coming Friday. They've you know, they're doing Rock, Roman, Cody, and Seth on the show Friday. So it'll be very interesting to see where they place that segment.
They need to start trying to book him like they did the Austin McMahon feud. They would have interaction at the beginning. They would have a tease in the middle of the show, and then they would wrap it up and conclude with them at the end. And, hey, he can always end the show like Sting did the pay-per-view, looking at the camera going, I'm getting a time cue, and then they just go away.
Well, you know, it's much easier, too. You know, if you remember those shows, what did we always talk about? Long 20-minute promo to open the show. Boring 20-minute promo with Triple H. Well, if you're going to do this with Rock, he should talk at the beginning because that's it's harder to wrap up Rock when he's talking. But, like, if he's doing something physical, he's not going to need 25 minutes. Do a couple spots and get out of there. That's the stuff you save till the end.
But isn't the problem is that he's not doing anything physical, at least that we've seen yet, and the whole thing with all of this is revolving around the fact that he's talking, and are you putting him in some sort of situation by having him do physicality, and are you, is that a concern? You
know, well, no, he did a rock bottom a couple of weeks ago, and
he was all blown up, though, with Jinder there. I mean, I'm sure he's doing things, certainly doing things behind the scenes, but do you think that that might be the concern?
I don't think so at all.
Well, I think you have to be careful in that now that he's in a specific direction with Seth and Cody, if Brian is right and this is a covert, undercover, secret plan with The Rock that will lead to him helping Cody take everything away from Roman Reigns, they've got to be careful because if he's
you don't want
there,
to beating up Cody.
It's true.
Or even Seth, if he's in on it, and then if they're out there punching and trading punches, it's like it makes the story not work. So you've got to be careful, but teasing him coming back and not having physicality, but teasing it wouldn't be terrible.
And it'd be very interesting to see when the Raw ratings come out in the quarter hours. Because this opening segment of Raw was like the funniest unintentional comedy in the sense that Seth Rollins and Cody came out and literally talked about how, my God, Rock did 21 minutes. Who could listen to this guy talk for 21 minutes? He just droned on and on for 21 minutes, they said. And the segment's over. I look at the clock. They had him out there for 23 minutes. And the irony is, not only did they go out there and ramble longer than The Rock did, but they said less. Rock in his 21-minute promo, I mean, essentially, he told the entire storyline that he has created in his head for this entire thing. He filled in a lot of blanks, and ultimately, it set up a big match for WrestleMania, Rock and Roman Reigns versus Seth and Cody. Meanwhile, Seth and Cody went 23 minutes, and literally after 23 minutes, they didn't even accept the challenge. They said, we'll see you on Friday and give us our answer. I was like, oh my God. That took forever to say nothing. Lance, you raised your hand. What do you think of The Rock's 21-minute? I was just blown away.
I was just raising my hand because you said, who could listen to this guy cut a promo for 21 minutes?
I'd give that guy an hour.
I can sit there and listen to The Rock cut promos for a pretty damn long time, I'll tell you that.
And I was watching the promo, and, you know, Seth had to get something out. And in his defense, I'm sure he did not come up with this on his own. And I'd bet you anything that it was probably Brian Gortz and The Rock that came up with it. But Seth has to go out there, and this is on him,
yes,
in the dumbest-looking outfit.
Well,
he looked like a banana that got dipped in nuclear waste. And he goes out there, and on top of looking like an idiot, he has to drop the line, Diarrhea Dwayne. I thought, my God.
Hold on, though.
You have given Rock so much material in this 22 minutes. And it's not material that's like going to get you over, brother. You look like a fool talking about Diarrhea Dwayne as a grown man in your 30s. And man, Rock is going to obliterate this guy.
If Brian Gortz gave it to him, then God. Is this some sort of plan that they're, you know, setting up on Seth Rollins there? I mean, isn't it on the wrestler at some point to go, look,
the guy's on the board. It's The Rock. No, he's not saying that.
Oh, come on.
Stop.
So now we got another situation.
Why don't you ask Lance? He's been there.
Rock's on the board.
Lance, is Seth stepping up and going, no, Dwayne, I'm not saying Diarrhea Dwayne.
Yeah, unless you tell me, hey, we already have a merch rollout ready for this. Hey, guess what? Can I come up with something other than Diarrhea Dwayne?
I'm sure the shirts are out. I'll look right now.
Oh, God. Then again, if he dresses like that, maybe he was all for that line. I don't know. Lance, save
I think I would actually ask. Rock has always been an approachable, decent guy. I think I would ask. It's like, we got something else. That's really bad.
This is a guy that cuts promos for a living. He's an actor for a living, dialogue for a living. You got a guy there who's in charge, and Paul Levesque, who made a career out of cutting promos. I think Seth Rollins, at this point in the game, has probably earned enough cachet to go, I don't know about Diarrhea Dwayne. But then again, maybe he thought it was a hot bar. It was terrible, I thought.
Well, it's
but
possible.
But then again, this is where we're at with The Rock again, with childish insults. I mean, that's what he does.
And it's possible that Seth did say, are you kidding me? This is the line. And maybe enough people insisted, and Seth's a team player and took the bullet.
Where's The Rock's merch? Roman Reigns.
On his own site.
Doesn't Rock start with an R? Am I wrong here? Or is it start with a T? The Rock.
D for Dwayne.
Goddamn, look, it does start with a D or a T. The Rock. You have to search by T.
Alphabetical by the.
Yeah. There's not currently a Diarrhea Dwayne shirt. But by the end of the day, I'll
are
bet
you still upset, by the way, that you never got your A Holes shirt from Braun Breaker?
I'm actually surprised that we never got that, but whatever.
You knew they were going wolf dogs. You just wanted it to be the other way.
So, a couple of notes from Raw. Full report was on Observer Live for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com last night. Or you can go to WrestlingObserver.com. My full Raw report is up there in text form for all of you. But one of my favorite things on the show was Gunther and Dirty Dom. Love that match. It was a combination of, well, I probably shouldn't put the guy over. But I saw stuff like this in the 90s. I'll just put it that way. And Gunther absolutely, completely destroyed this guy. Played total babyface in this match. And finally, he gave Dom this powerbomb. Oh, my God. And then put him in a half crab and submitted him. Got an enormous pop when Gunther won. I loved this match. And then later they announced that they're going to do a gauntlet next week, which is going to be a six-person gauntlet. Sami Zayn, Ricochet, Shinsuke Nakamura, Bronson Reed, JD McDonagh, and Chad Gable. Let me read those names again. Sami Zayn, Ricochet, Shinsuke Nakamura, Bronson Reed, JD McDonagh, and Chad Gable in a gauntlet match, which means it's probably going close to an hour, and it's probably going to be awesome. The winner faces Gunther at WrestleMania. And I think of all of the names, there are two favorites, okay? One of them is Chad Gable. And I'm only saying he's a favorite because for the last 2 weeks, they have done a catchphrase whenever he's talked about wanting to face Gunther. And he talked about it last week. He talked about it this week. It just means more. This is not just for the belt for me, he says. It's for my family. I want to wipe that smile off Gunther's face and give it to my daughter. It just means more. Okay? And then obviously the other one is Sammy. Because Sammy has been talking for weeks. He has no path to Mania. He knows he can be a winner. He knows he can be a champion. And he needs it to prove to the people that they didn't get behind him for nothing. And I think the most obvious possibility here, given that the Raw the week after WrestleMania is in Montreal, I would say the favorite is Sami Zayn to win the gauntlet and the title. I don't think it's impossible that it would be a three-way with Chad Gable, but I think Sammy's in the match, and I think he's winning the title. That's my prediction.
I think... heck of a reaction in Montreal, that's for sure.
You don't say.
Yeah, really, for sure. And, hey, have him go through and face Chad Gable at the end. And have him still, okay, we have Chad Gable in there with Sammy. He still has to go another 20 minutes with Chad Gable. We get a great wrestling match out of it. And during this process, Bronson Reed maybe slips on a banana peel. There's something that happens where, because you got to beat a giant on the way to WrestleMania, and usually this is the for the title picture, but I wouldn't mind seeing Sami Zayn against Bronson Reed in a one-on-one match that leads into his match at WrestleMania, or is a feud relatively quickly after him getting out of WrestleMania. I kind of like that combination together, and I think it would be a great use of Bronson Reed, and if he is going to be a guy that they can rely on and get over and move up the card, Sami Zayn is a perfect person, I think, for him to be in the mix with.
Well, then we had Nia and Becky. God.
Nia. I hear you're not a fan of Nia Jax, bro.
God, dude, I'm telling you. I don't know what's happened. Besides, I guess it's kind of always been like this. But she was so bad in this match. It was just like Australia. The issue, the biggest issue with Nia is her selling absolutely sucks, okay? Her offense is fine. Now, granted, some of it I think she's killing people. Like, she was supposed to do the Samoan drop where you just back up into the ring post. But, like, she's not even looking. And she goes backwards and lets go Becky. And Becky's nowhere near the post. She doesn't come near the post. And she just falls off her back and smashes on the ground. And then the big one is Becky tried a middle rope drop kick. And Nia literally didn't sell it at all. But she was supposed to. And she bumped backwards through the ropes afterwards. And even the announcers were like, I don't think Becky hit it. But she did! Anyway, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we've reached the end of the program, everybody, but Lance would like to talk to you all about TNA. Yes, TNA. It is back. Have you been living under a rock? And it is shoot better than it used to be.
Yes.
Oh, miles.
Good. Yes.
And this Friday, it. Sacrifice from Windsor, Ontario, live on TNA Plus and I believe Fight TV. So check us out Thursday nights, Access TV.
That's right, Access TV, everybody. And a lot of great matches. Vinny's been reviewing it every week on his solo show.
And Vinny likes it.
Can you imagine, yeah, everybody, if you've been a long-term subscriber, can you imagine in 2010? In 2010. Somebody on the prediction show would say, I'm not even predicting this year. I'm going to predict 2024. In 2024, TNA will still be around, and Vinny will voluntarily be reviewing it in a solo podcast at WrestlingObserver.com. Be like, that literally is the dumbest prediction I've ever heard in my life. And here we are, and he's enjoying it. So check it out, Vinny's show. And Vinny and Granny and Craig and Sean and all the rest of us are going to be here tonight. And what are we reviewing this month? WWE. I always want to say Collision. What the hell is it?
Challenge.
Challenge. Challenge. WWF Challenge.
Come on.
Starting from the first one on Peacock. And a lot of people liking it. So check it out. And all of this at WrestlingObserver.com. Shows with Lance at WrestlingObserver.com. Only for subscribers. Observers up there, Wrestling Observer Newsletter, archives, all sorts of great stuff. So if you like the show, sign up, WrestlingObserver.com. And that's it, everybody. Thanks, Lance. Mike, as always, callers and listeners. Everybody in the studio, my main man, Dom, the real Dirty Dom. I'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.